Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. We are talking today about 5 steps to embracing change. One of my all-time favorite songs from the late and great Donny Hathaway is Everything Must Change. And in that song, there's a line that says, there are not many things in life you can be sure of. Everything must change. And we've all experienced it. We know that it's coming. We know that it's inevitable. So why is it so hard for so many? Well, I want to talk to you today about 5 steps for encountering and embracing change with confidence, courage, and may I add, excitement, okay? Because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming, my friends. And so let's get into it. The first step to embracing change is that we want to pray about the change that we see on the horizon. We want to pray that God give us the wisdom, the strength, the insight, the perseverance to work through any changes that come our way, both personally and professionally. I think when we're talking about going through something that may be challenging, may be frightening, may be intimidating, or whatever the case may be, for that particular change, that we have to thread God into it. God needs to be a part of everything that we encounter. So number one, I would say pray it up and pray it out. So we're lifting up whatever apprehension, again, fear, trepidation, whatever is coming up for you feeling-wise about a particular change on the horizon. Let's pray it up to God and leave it at the feet of Jesus. That's going to help substantially. And it's going to calm your mind. It's going to calm your spirit. It's going to calm your body so that you can be properly positioned and prepared for whatever comes ahead. All right, so realizing that it's never only you going through the change. It's you with your Heavenly Father ahead of you. You're in partnership with the Creator of the universe. And so we know that alone we're limited in our capabilities. But with God, all things are possible. So that's step number one, and it's the most important step. And that's to pray it up and pray it out. Okay, talk it all out. Because God cares about what we care about. Step number two, once the change has landed, we want to give it our attention, recognize it, and accept it. Okay, where I live here in the Midwest, the weather changes, you know, like the wind. It can be sunny skies and then storms, tornadoes, you know, warnings across your television screen the next. Okay, the weather can change depending on where you live in the world. But the weather can change, you know, on a dime. Changes happen at work. I promise you, you stay in any workplace long enough, they're going to say, we're upgrading the software, and we're going to have to learn how to use these new features of this particular software, or we're changing systems. We used to use this system, and now we're going to use another totally different system. And, you know, there's always the grumbling, right? Oh, why do we have to get everything's going fine? Why do we have to get this new system? And it happens. Changes happen in our families. Things may be happening with you and your spouse. Things may be happening with the children. The children grow up. They change and grow. You and your spouse change and grow, and you evolve because people grow and they change, right? So then we have to communicate. We have to communicate. We have to communicate. But recognizing and accepting the change that is coming. And I would say sometimes even with recognizing changes, it's sometimes forecasting. We know we know certain changes are coming. We know, for instance, when I talk about work, I talked about the example of software implementations and updates and things of that nature. But we also know that changes happen in our body, and our capabilities and abilities to work may change. So that's why we plan and we prepare for change. And that leads us to step number two. Step number three, I apologize. Step number three, we already did step number two, which is to recognize and accept. Step number one, again, is to pray it up and pray it out. Step number three is prepare, stay aware, stay alert. Okay? So when we're talking about, like, personal changes, we know that, you know, if you decide to start a family, at some point your children are going to be of age where they need to go to college. Is there a college fund? Is there a plan for the change? And maybe they're not going to college. Maybe you've talked about, okay, as you transition, you change, you get out of high school, what is it that you want to do? Those are discussions that you want to be having, not senior year of high school for your children, but you want to start having those conversations as early as possible. At least with if the situation is that you're raising your children in partnership with a spouse, significant other, maybe it's a co-parenting situation. But those discussions need to be happening early on. So preparing, step number three is to prepare, to stay aware, to stay alert. For instance, the investments that I make, the financial planning that I'm making in anticipation that perhaps in my mid-60s, early 70s, I want to retire from full-time work and I want to stop working, but I'll still want to have the financial resources to continue supporting my lifestyle. So we have to prepare. When we can, let's forecast and let's prepare for the changes that might be on the horizon, okay? Step number four, talk about the change. And how, what are some of the coping skills that you can start to implement? How will you embrace the change? Talk about some of the positive opportunities available. You know, I go back to the example of a software change or different system change at work. You know, it's always easy to grumble, oh, why, we've always done it this way. Why don't we just keep it like this? Why don't we just keep working with what we got? You know, but talk about instead, hey, leadership has decided we're going to go this way. We're going to use this particular software. So, you know, why don't we research? This is, you know, a discussion you could have with your colleagues. And why don't we do research and come together at lunch on Friday and everybody share what they found, best practices, tips, tricks, and, you know, tactics and techniques for us to utilize this new software to the best of our ability. We're going to be wiser. We're going to have another skill and another understanding. We know this software that we've been using the last 5 years, 10 years, but now we're going to know another system. So that's good for us. We're learning. We're showing ourselves that we can learn still. We're able to learn new systems. And people forget how much they've adapted and adjusted and changed, you know, from elementary school on. able to do it. So it's important to recognize that. But talk about the change. Talk it out with family. Talk it out with friends. And look for the positive opportunities in that change. Okay? That really shifts your attitude and your perspective. Number five, give grace to yourself. Give grace to yourself as you are embarking upon the change. You don't have to know everything, have everything perfectly in place right off jump, okay? Give yourself time to adjust to the change and get everything in proper place, all right? So give yourself grace. That's so important. Let's recap here before we conclude. Number one, steps to embracing, five steps to embracing change. Number one, pray it up. Pray it up, pray it out. Number two, recognize and accept that change is coming. Number three, if at all possible, prepare, stay aware, stay alert, forecast for possible change. Number three, talk about the change and how you will embrace it, the positive opportunities. And number five, last but not least, give yourself grace. You can embrace change and you can make the most out of it. This has been Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. I invite you to check us out online, Facebook, I Am Tailored for You, the website, www.IamTailoredForYou. We'll see you next time on Tailored for Success.